I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're talking about baseball, and it's time to kind of switch direction to what's going on the field while our players are active. On the phone line right now, we have a four-time World Series champion. Made his bones coming out of the bullpen, is now an analyst for Fox Sports South. It's Jeff Nelson. Jeff, it's good to talk to you again. How's everything?
Everything's great. Thank you. Just waiting on this hurricane down here in Florida.
I know. It's unfortunate. There's multiple things going on in Florida. You set you in a good space to kind of ride things out?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna ride it out no matter what and try to stay safe at the same time. Luckily, the Marlins aren't playing anymore, or they haven't been playing. So I'm not subjecting myself to Miami.
No, I certainly understand that. And Jeff, I got to ask you, man, you've been in a clubhouse. You've been up and down the road. You've had a successful career. What are your thoughts on these Marlins that are going to get bussed down from Pennsylvania to Florida? What do you think about that?
Well, you're not going to put them on a plane, for one. You know, there's 18 of them supposedly that tested positive, and that's over half the team. And you got to get them down to Florida. They've been away since, what, about 10 days now since they played the Phillies. So you got to try to regroup, and hopefully they can start. You know, there's so many different rumors about when they're going to play, if they're going to play on Wednesday. You know, I heard they're going to play Monday in Baltimore. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, the thing of it is these guys have not gotten out on the field. You know, they've had to stay in their hotel, even the ones that tested negative. And now Eason Diaz has opted out. You may see more players opt out around the league because of something that's going on. But the thing of it is you know, the ones when to me, from what I understand, the Marlins made a mistake when they were in Atlanta. They thought, hey, this is 2019. We can go and do what we want to do, go out, go to gentlemen's clubs, do whatever you want to do, go down to the hotel bar. And then you're hopping on a plane to go to Philadelphia. And when you're on a plane, are you wearing a mask? You're probably having drinks or beer or food or whatever. And it just runs rampant through that plane. And it's something that, you know, yes, the players are to blame, but, you know, there's probably a lot more to blame. You just got to suck it up. It's 60 games. And obviously, I think the teams that stay the healthiest and ride out and stay to the protocols will wind up making the playoffs and have a great shot at getting to the World Series.
Well, Jeff, you played in the league for 15 years. You've been in multiple clubhouses. What is your confidence level that your teammate, the guy in the room with you, is going to follow the protocol? What is your confidence level that the opposition across from you in the dugout, across from you in the bullpen, is going to be actually following the rules?
Well, you got to hope so, and you got to hope that it comes down from the front office, the general manager, the owner, you know, the manager. You have to have some trust. Hey, I understand, you know. After a game, you want to wind down, you go down to the hotel bar, you go out with your teammates and have a beer or do whatever to wind down a little bit. And that's just the way sports in general has been forever, you know, especially baseball. When you're on the road, you're in a city for 3 or 4 days, and you know that's going to happen. But now with everything that's going on, and, you know, this is transmitted easily through the air, you got to shut it down and you got to say, okay, 60 days. All I got is 60 games at the end of September. Let's see if we can get to the playoffs. If we don't, then I can do whatever I want after that. And if you want to go to the gentleman's club or do whatever, wait till September 27th or 8th and then do it then.
Jeff Nelson is on the line with us. Let's talk about the actual preparation for this 60-game season. We knew that this was going to be a tough adjustment for, you know, both pitchers and hitters, especially pitchers, the fragility of them. To have a traditional spring training, to have it paused, to basically now move forward several months, have a summer camp period, and now the pitchers are back out there. What effect do you believe this is having on the game right now from the pitcher standpoint?
It's a big effect, and you've already seen some major pitchers go down. You look at Corey Kluber with Texas. He's probably going to be out for the whole year with a partial tear in his labrum. You see Justin Verlander. He's got forearm tightness, so you don't know how long that's going to be. Tommy Canley, for instance, is one of the top guys in the Yankees bullpen. He's going to be out for the year, probably next year as well with Tommy John. And now you're looking at six teams that haven't played, especially the Marlins and the Phillies, that haven't played in over a week. And they haven't been able to get on the field. So you're not throwing in your room or throwing in the hall or even taking dry swings. You're going to expect more injuries. And once you get up in the beginning of spring training in March and you're getting ready for a season, all of a sudden you shut down. Maybe guys have thrown or hit during that time off before they started again in January. But you can't simulate games. You can't get that adrenaline up that you normally would during a regular game. And I think that's why you're seeing some of these injuries, even some of the hitters. You know, you're torn calf muscle from from the Twins. So, I mean, you're going to see injuries. You're going to see even more of them when teams haven't played. And the schedule's just getting all messed up because now the Cardinals and the Brewers have been shut down for the next couple of days. They hope they can play tomorrow a doubleheader, but that's probably doubtful.
Well, let me tell you something, Jeff. I haven't thrown the baseball the way you have throughout your career, and I pretty much have drawn the conclusion just from what I know and understand and I've seen my whole life is that if Major League Baseball does have to shut down or pause, that's it. There is no coming back. There is no getting Garrett Cole or DeGrom warmed back up to put back out there. There's no point. Am I right in saying that?
Absolutely. You know, there's no way. I mean, plus the team's not going to risk Garrett Cole all of a sudden blowing up and he's out for next year as well, or Clayton Kershaw or one of your aces like that. You don't want to risk that. You know, you heard Manfred today said, hey, we're going to play. You know, these have been some isolated instances and hopefully it's all taken care of. You look at the Marlins, they've tested negative. The Phillies have tested negative. The Marlins are going to have to try to find 18 other players to try to fill a roster.
You're not going to go play, Jeff? You're not going to go play?
Oh, heck no. I'm way too old and way too broken down for that. You know, I might be able to get out like 60 or 7-year-olds, but I'm not going to be able to get out some of these guys. But it's going to be tough.
Yeah, we've already seen that it's been tough. Jeff Nelson, four-time World Series champion, analyst for Fox Sports South, is on the line with us. We talked about the impact that this would have on pitchers overall, especially some of the starters who have just, you know, it's like you're turning the engine on and off on the car and expecting the car, you know, not to blow at one point in time. What does this mean for the relievers? I mean, first of all, you don't have fans in the stands. You don't necessarily have that adrenaline push. And then for some players, you may not necessarily hear or feel the boos. What does the season mean for the relievers?
Well, then that's good if you're not feeling the boos, because I'm sure we'll talk about the Mets, and they probably would feel some of that if there were fans in the stands. And that's the thing. I mean, they're pumping in crowd noise, which helps a little bit, because that way you don't have to hear the announcers up in the booth and the radio announcers and every single pin that drops in the stadium. At least you get to hear some kind of a regular noise that you would normally hear, the cheers and maybe some just normal noise to try to make it like a game situation, because otherwise it'd be really tough to be able to get up and compete. But for instance, no fans in the stands, I think, should help, especially if you're struggling. You're not going to hear it, especially in New York. If you're a Yankee or a Met and you're struggling on the mound or struggling at the plate, it's like spring training. Yeah, you can beat yourself up, but at least you don't have the fans beating you up. And that should be almost easier to go out there and try to get over something.
Yeah, we would hope so. I mean, Edwin Diaz needs to be he needs to be thrilled that when he comes out and he's on the mound, that he actually doesn't have or hear an audible groan out at Citi Field. And Dellin Betances is in a similar situation. Obviously, coming and growing up in New York City, you know, he's walking guys. His velocity isn't where it's at. How much do you attribute to that? Obviously, Dellin has dealt with a few injuries the past several seasons, but the lack of velocity, are players at a solid point to play? Should we see an increase over the next several months?
Well, you hope so. With Betances, his velocity is down from last year. He had the arm injury. He was out pretty much all of last year, and the Mets signed him. The velocity is definitely not back. He's used to throwing 98 with that nasty slider, and you know, when you're not throwing 98, your arm strength's not obviously there, and your breaking ball's not going to be as sharp. So hopefully that does come back. You know, for the relievers, it's the easiest part as far as that little short spring training they had in July, because you really only need 5, 6, you know, 10 innings to get ready, and you're ready to go. I mean, at most, maybe throwing 30 pitches. So as far as arm strength, it should already be there. So it's a little bit of surprise that Betances is not back. Hopefully he will get it back. Now with Diaz, he's got great stuff. And I thought after getting the first save, he really had a tough time. Fans are in the stands. You know, you have the media there. The media level is a lot stronger than it is in Seattle. Seattle's sure. Nothing. You know, they just want to talk nothing but good things about you. And New York is a little bit different story. So, you know, it's a tough place to play if you're not doing well. I thought after that first save, I said, okay, maybe the confidence is back. He's got a great fastball. He's got a really good slider. He comes at a really good arm angle, a little three-quarter angle with a good sink at 98, 99. And then he goes out the second outing and gives up that home run. And a lot of it, some of it's mechanical. You can see he's opening up a lot. He's not driving the ball down in the zone. But mentally, it's almost one of those things, oh, no, here we go again. He gives up that home run in the second game. And, okay, you know, they say, oh, it was a good pitch. You just shrug it off. But, you know, you give up a home run, you give up a home run. And then his outing last time, you can see the look in his face. I think the first guy reached on an infield hit, beat it out, and then he walked the guy. And once the guy got an infield hit, mentally you're shot. And you can see it in his face that he's shot. And he's just throwing the ball all over the place. And, you know, he's got way too good of stuff to be doing what he's doing.
Yeah, I certainly hope that Edwin Diaz can find it. Obviously, a tough time last year with fans in the stands, and then even in a week's time here, it certainly all seems to be in between his ears at this point in time. We're chatting up with Jeff Nelson. Jeff, I got to ask you, baseball has continued to change over the years since your final season in 2006. I mean, we've moved into a place where teams may not have solid options to even round out the rotation. I mean, we got openers now. What are your thoughts on how baseball has changed and moving into a place where we can say, hey, let's get five relievers and see if we can get through nine?
Yeah, I don't like any of it. You know, I don't understand why you can't have five starters. You're going to need seven or eight sometime during the year anyway. You'll never just go with five. I don't understand the opener. You know, all these analytics, sometimes the analytics is good. You know, I'm for it for a little bit. And then, you know, some of it, I think it hurts the game. I think it comes into play too much. Teams read into it too much. You know, look at last year with Chad Green with the Yankees. I think he had now worked out well for them because I think he had like 15 starts and they were 11-4 in the time that he opened up. You know, for the instance, those times they work. If you have a deep staff, you know, sometimes that works, that you might be able to throw a bullpen and have a bullpen day. The Rays started that. They didn't have, you know, three or that fourth or fifth starter, so they needed to try to come up with something. Now, the Yankees do. The Yankees have the ability to throw five guys out there. I would like to see five starters. You know, okay, you're going to throw 100, 110 pitches? Great. But now you're seeing teams throw bullpen days, and I just, especially in the playoffs, once you get in the playoffs, you just throw all the stats out the window and all these scripts, because everything during the season now is scripted. You throw that all out the window and you go get them. And the teams that wind up throwing that stuff out the window and play regular baseball win the World Series. And some of them that don't and try to script it wind up not winning.
Well, Jeff, you got four World Series rings, and I guess to kind of piggyback on that question of pitching, it looks like we're going to be moving towards a universal DH. How is this going to affect pitching staffs? Do you think that will prop up the ability to have pitchers who can go out there and give you six or maybe back to seven at least? Or do you think that's pretty much what baseball is kind of, I don't want to say devolved into, but turned into?
Well, there's probably 12 or 15 starters around the league that doesn't like the ball ripped out of their hands, and they're going to try to go nine every time. You don't find that very often. You know, you look at DeGrom, he wants the ball all the time, and it does not want to come out of the game. And that's the kind of mentality you hope everybody has. They just don't have it. I love the DH. I can't stand seeing the pitcher hit. Doing the Marlins games and watching National League ball, there's no such thing as National League ball anymore. Nobody bunts. Nobody hits and runs. There's no small ball anymore. Everybody's swinging for the fences. So it's basically American League style baseball with the pitcher hitting. I think it's it, you, as far as, like you mentioned, the pitchers, you know, now the National League, they don't have to worry about double switching. You can maybe leave your starter in an extra inning when normally you probably wouldn't, when he's hitting maybe that next inning or maybe up fourth or fifth. So I like it. I think it's a great opportunity for fans to go see their favorite player. You know, for instance, you go and Cespedes needs a day off out of the outfield, and you know what? Normally he's sitting the bench, but you know what? Instead he's DHing, and you get to see your favorite player. So I think it prolongs hitters' careers, and I also like the idea of not seeing the pitcher hit.
All right, Jeff Nelson is here with us. One final question for you, Jeff. We've seen kind of the stop and start of the car so far in 2020. We've had no choice. Hopefully 2021 is a better situation for the country, the world, and Major League Baseball. With all the starts and stops, you were a young player for Seattle in 94 and 95 when we did have that major stoppage in Major League Baseball. What do you think, or how is this going to affect younger players, especially pitchers, as we go towards next season, a potential another stoppage?
Well, hopefully there's a vaccine and then everything can get back to normal. That would be great. And hopefully there's 162 games. Hopefully there's normal spring training, fans in the stands. But as far as being a young guy, you just have to stay sharp and stay ready and know that, hey, if you know, in 94 when we went on strike, it was almost in some ways a blessing for us because we would have played the rest of the season on the road because some ceiling tiles fell down in the kingdom. So we got a little rest thinking that we were going to come back. We just didn't come back. And we had some coaches tell us that, you know, Ken Griffey Sr. was one of our coaches. And he said, you know, this is not going to come back. It's just not going to work. And get ready for 95. And that's what was going to happen. But for young guys, you just try to stay as ready as possible. It's a little bit easier for the younger guys, you know, because they're a little bit more resilient. And the older ones are the ones that, like Tin Man, you got to put oil in their joints to try to get them going again.
Right. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you and keep up with you now?
On Twitter, at NYNelly43. And, you know, we do a podcast for the New York Post every Monday and Thursday for the Yankees. And, you know, hopefully whenever the Marlins play, you know, that's up in the air.
Well, we'll certainly see how that happens. Always appreciate it when we can have a four-time World Series champ join us. Jeff, I appreciate you. Be safe down there in Florida.
Okay, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.